23 minutes away from 9 a.m. Good to have you along this morning. WHTC in the morning, and it is time for A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools. And joining us today, Cal DeKuypers. Cal, good morning.
And good morning, Brent. Thanks for the morning.
Good to have you here this morning. And, gosh, love Zeeland Public Schools. Always something fun going on over there. And, of course, it all wraps around the kids, right?
That's exactly why we're there. We always have to keep that in mind. That's our purpose.
Absolutely. Well, you've got a little thing going on. I say a little thing, but it's a pretty big thing. It is Futures 2025. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's been a 5-day process where we really listen to our community and our parents, and we've set this up with an organizational day, and then we had one full day of elementary, one full day of middle school, one full day of high school, and then tonight we kind of wrap it all up. But we've intentionally set these days up, about 100 people each day. Two-thirds have been community and parents and business owners and students, and only one-third staff. So we intentionally set this up so that the school district has an opportunity to listen to our community and find out, what do you want from us? Where are we going?
What a great idea. I had no idea that's what this was about.
Sure.
It's just fantastic. So you're bringing business leaders in, community, parents.
Yeah.
And getting input from everybody.
Right.
Just kind of listening.
That's the whole deal, has been to listen. And here's where some of the guidelines are heading, but what does our community really want? And Bill DeYoung, who ran these for our district twice before, and I think 99 and 2008, we're doing this again now. Previously, it was a little bit to do with building and construction. This has all been on the academic side. Where do we want to head? And what's really come out of these is we're hearing that our community wants what we're terming skills for success, which is really a step beyond Common Core. And Common Core are a lot of information that we take tests on, but how do you use that information? We think that's a step beyond that's more important yet.
Taking that information, applying it to real life.
Absolutely. So how many people in your business really sit down and take a test alone on facts and figures and problem solve alone? That's not really what happens.
No, it
we
is not.
Work in teams and groups. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at things like collaboration, global thinking, and communication. How do you think critically? How do you problem solve? Are you flexible and adaptable? And then two that are really have a West Michigan flavor to them is ethical citizenship.
I was going to say the same thing.
And then personal accountability, which we're hearing from our employers. We need work ethic. We need, are you on time? Are you driven? Are you motivated? Do you care about your area and your community? And so we're looking, how can we incorporate all of that into our curriculum and then report back to parents and business owners how our kids are doing?
So you're getting a lot of good input?
It has really been fun to listen because people love their school. There's a tremendous amount of pride in Zeeland, and just not from a facility standpoint, but truly what's going on in the buildings and the teachers. So we're going to take that a step further and really listen on this curriculum side and add it to the program.
So what do you do with all this data once you get piles and piles of input from all these folks? What do you do with all that?
Well, we can kind of see where some of this is headed. So we're already meeting with groups of principals and teachers. Mm-hmm. And in fact, this is really kind of a cool deal. Two buildings have already called me, say, hey, can we come over and meet with us before school? The entire staff was there. They were excited enough about what they were seeing from the community. They said, can we just start?
Oh, my gosh.
And that's a great deal. So we're really happy about that. And they said, well, what do you want us to do? I said, no, you are the professionals, and we trust you now. So take these skills for success that we're hearing from our community and start to build things and projects. They're already doing these things. We certainly are teaching kids how to work in groups and teams. But if we're going to be more intentional about it now, we'll do an even better job.
Sounds like an amazing program. What a great idea. If you're just joining us, this is Cal DeKuyper from Zeeland Public Schools, and we're talking about Futures 2025. And this project, now when will it actually wrap up? Is this the final week for it?
Yeah, okay. Tonight we have a community night. Anybody is invited. We could have 50, we could have 400. We're not real sure. It'll be at Zeeland West Cafeteria.
Okay.
And then Bill DeYoung will organize this, and what we'll have is a lot of small group conversation and then some questionnaires that will help us prioritize all of these. We'll collect it at the end of the night. Then the school board will work with us for the next couple of days or weeks, and then we'll put it on an agenda item and say, yep, here's the seal of approval. This is what our community has told us to do.
This is where we want to go.
And then as a superintendent, I'll have my marching orders. Here we go.
And away you go.
You bet. Sure.
And I'm sure some of the conversation tonight may just turn to football.
I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. It has really been an exciting ride. And Coach Gilito and that whole staff and those players are great kids, as I've gotten to know them a little bit. It's been truly exciting. I try to watch from the sidelines because you can just feel the game there, and it's an exciting game from that close. So I've really enjoyed the ride. Great people. You know, a quick short story. I was an athletic director and an assistant principal and a superintendent, and I'm 0-whatever against Coach Shillitoe's teams over all those years. But I've always known him as just a great man. And when I came here, one of the very first things I said to him is, Coach, I am sure glad to finally be on your team.
Took a while, but we're finally working together. There's that whole collaboration thing.
You bet. So that's
right.
You know, and I appreciate Gary Chandler does a great job for us on, and quite often I'll be on the sidelines and just kind of watching the game, but I put something in my ears because I like to listen to his play-by-play. So we appreciate what you're doing.
We love bringing the games to you, and of course now with the new technology, the internet, and we've got the free mobile app people can take wherever they go, and we really enjoy bringing the game to you. So I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yep. We do.
We get a lot of positive feedback. Well, here we go. 1 o'clock is kickoff on Monday. Our broadcast begins at 12:40. So
great.
Everybody join us for that. Now, Cal, if they want more information about this Futures 2025 program, what can people do? And can they still attend tonight's meeting?
Oh, absolutely. This is open community event, always. It's an open forum, and you know, Bill will run the deal, but it's just 7 o'clock at Zeeland West. And we'll get something on our website here as soon as I get back about some of the topics that are there so people can see that. I'll make sure that gets loaded. Ginger can work on that right away.
And what is your website?
ZPS.org.
Oh, that's easy.
ZPS for ZeelandPublicSchools.org.
That's just way too easy. Yep. I love it. ZPS.org. All right.
You bet.
Kel DeKuyper, thank you very much.
Yeah, good suggestion. I appreciate that.
Always great to see you and come back, see us again.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools, brought to you by Zeeland Public Schools.